Welcome to the radio broadcast. It's time, Christ in Your Ministries. This is Brother Randy, a voice crying to the end time remnant, body of Christ. Now let us enter into the sanctuary and hear what the voice of the Lord is saying to our hearts.
Welcome to today's broadcast. This is Brother Randy, a voice crying to the body of Christ in this end time world that we're living in. We are in the end times, beloved. If your eyes see and your ears hear and your spiritual man is alive. You know, many don't have the Spirit of God. They go to church, but they don't have the Spirit of God dwelling inside of them. They're not filled with the Holy Ghost. They're not seeking God. They don't hear God's voice. They only hear their own voice because they're hearing a false message, a false delusion that is out there that God is sending, a strong delusion that they should believe a lie. And when you hear truth, your spirit really knows what truth is. You will receive truth with joy and gladness. Your heart will know that what is being said is truly about you. And you know that you have to change your heart and change your mind through repentance. And God can give you a new heart by writing His laws in your heart. He writes the Word of God in your heart that you be a doer of the Word. And you have a conviction. And you're sensitive to the things of the Spirit as you grow. You know, it's a growth that takes place in our lives that deep calleth unto deep. And many don't understand that. And many don't walk in that, especially in today. Today's false religion that they have, the name it and claim it, and the jackpot gospel and the false gospel that is out there. And the false gospel is the gospel that does not reprove you. The false gospel is the gospel that does not transform you into the image of Christ in you, the hope of glory. Going to be talking to you today as the Lord has directed me, because they that are led by the Spirit, they are the children of God. If you're led by the Spirit of God, you know when God is speaking to you. The flesh profits nothing, beloved. You have to know when God is speaking, and that's your own mind. Many today, they speak out of their own heart. They speak out of their own mind. Do you speak from your experiences that you're traveling with from day to day? And you'll see that your life lines up on those pages, on those pages of the Bible, the Word of God, the express Word of God. Speaking from 1 Timothy 4. Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter time some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. Want you to see now that the Spirit speaks. Okay? A spirit does speak. When Jesus cast out demons, he cast out demons of unclean spirits. He cast out demons of spirits that talked back, and they were commanded to be quiet. And so it is. There's a spirit inside of all of us. We are body, soul, and spirit. But when you come to the Lord Jesus Christ, when you're born of the Spirit, when you're born into the kingdom of God, your spirit is made alive. Your spirit is quickened by the power of the Holy Ghost. And you now become spirit, soul, and body. In other words, the flesh profits nothing. Your soul is your taste, your smell, your feelings, your touch. Your soul should be dictated by your spirit man. Now, the spirit man overcomes the soul by being obedient to the Word of God, because the Word of God is spirit and life. The words that Jesus speaks, they say, where are you going to go? Where you have the words of spirit and life. And so we have spirit and life inside of us. And we are to speak words of spirit and life. We are to be spirit and life dwelling in us 24/7 a day. But many today, they don't hear the Spirit of God speaking to them. You don't know when a person is speaking to you by what spirit they are speaking to you from. Okay, in other words, if a person is very angry, and they are speaking to you in an angry way, that is an angry spirit. If a person is falsely accusing you of something that you know in your heart that you have not done, that is a false accusation spirit. And so there are many spirits. The Bible says that in this end time, okay, we're going to turn to that. Let's see here. In 1 John 4, having a little trouble with my page here. It says, beloved, 1 John 4:1, beloved, believe not every spirit. See, that's a small s, but try the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets are going out into the world. Hereby know we the spirit, big S, if you read that, the spirit of God. Okay, everyone that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is of God. That means the Spirit of God is inside of you. The Spirit of Christ is inside of you. The Holy Ghost is inside of you. Matthew 10:19-21. Hear the word of God. But when they deliver you up, take no thought how or what you are to speak, for it shall be given you in that same hour what you shall speak. Now, who's given you that ability to speak? It's the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost. See, read verse 20. For it is not you that speak, but the Spirit, capital S, Holy Ghost, the Spirit of your Father, which speaketh in you. Okay? This portion of Scripture is talking about persecution. And the brother shall deliver you up, the brother to death, and the father shall, the child, and the children shall rise up against their parents and cause them to be put to death. And that is going to happen, and it is happening in certain countries right now. But here in America, that is going to happen because the true believers, the true people with the Holy Ghost, okay, they will be different from those who do not have the Spirit of Christ in them. In so much that what we're saying is that many go to church today. They know Bible verses. They know Bible scriptures. But they do not possess the Holy Ghost. They do not possess the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit, okay, when he speaks through you. And he will guide people in love and gentleness. The Holy Spirit will give you discernment. The Holy Spirit will show you when someone is judgmental, opinionated. And you will go through persecution. And when you have the Holy Ghost, if you yield to the Spirit of God, you will remain peaceful. For you know that false accusation that's being said about you is what Jesus went through also, because you have the Spirit of God dwelling inside of you. That's Matthew 10 and verse 19 and 20. The Spirit of God does speak. Know when someone is speaking by the Spirit of God. Know when someone is speaking by the spirit of their flesh. Now understand your spiritual ear. Understand your spiritual man to listen and hear in the Spirit. When you hear in the Spirit, you will hear that which is truth and that which is error, that which is a lie, that which is persecution, that which is edification, that which is reproof, that which is comfort. You are hearing by the Spirit. You're hearing by the Spirit of God, the Holy Ghost. You hear love. You hear hatred. You hear jealousy. You hear all those things that God tells us that there are many spirits in the world today, and they are false spirits. And so the only true spirit is the Spirit of Christ in you, the Holy Ghost in you. And the Holy Ghost dwells inside of you to guide you, to teach you, that you understand those things that are in the Spirit by the Word of God. Yes, you'll be sensitive to the things of the Spirit, but you will not be offended, because love is not easily offended. Love is not easily offended, beloved. When you have the Spirit of Christ in you, you have the Spirit of love. Now, I know all of us, we get tested and we get tried and we get tempted. But as you pass and as we pass our tests, as we pass the temptation, and what I mean by pass that, I mean you're successfully overcoming those things that are trying to make you speak anything but the Word of God, make you live anything but the Christ in you, make you to yield your members to unrighteousness. And that's what that spirit of falsehood, that's what the false spirit is designed to do. And it comes from the Antichrist spirit. The Antichrist spirit is not the spirit of Christ. The Antichrist spirit is the spirit of Lucifer, the fallen angel. The Antichrist spirit is Beelzebub. The Antichrist spirit is Satan, your adversary. Anyone who does not and cannot speak spirits of life through the Word of God, they are not of God. And they have enticing words. They might have sweet words that they sound good, but listen and see if they're lifting up Jesus Christ. Christ in you, the hope of glory. It is always Christ in you, the hope of glory. This is the gospel of Jesus Christ. This is the good news, that God has come in the flesh, Christ in you, to give you life, that you might be transformed and be renewed in your mind, and so that you have a new walk, a new vision on life, a new understanding, a new way of doing things. It's a new and holy way. And that's the way of the cross. That doesn't mean that you're dull and you don't have no fun, because God wants us to laugh and have a good time. God is a God of laughter, and joy is good. If you read the Word of God, the Word of God tells us that laughter and joy is like medicine to our bones, down in our and the marrow of our blood. Joy is good. God wants us to be joyful. God wants us to have His complete nature, His characteristics, to be just like Christ. Christ in you, the hope of glory. But you and I, we both have to cultivate and manifest listening by the spirit by which we hear things. What spirit are you listening to? The spirit of the world, the spirit of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the spirit of mankind, the old nature. If someone tells you that you are mentally ill, and you know that you have a sound mind, because God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. So when you hear those things and someone accuses you and someone says to you, oh, you don't have a sound mind, you don't believe that. Whose report are you going to believe? What spirit are they speaking by? And Jesus said that you are a liar from the very beginning. Your father is whom you will obey. The father of all lies is Satan. So when someone speaks, they're speaking by the spirit of Satan when they speak lies, when they speak hypocrisies, when they speak words that do not edify and do not build up, but they accuse you. And so you have to learn to go through life dealing with different things that you hear, and you must learn not to let that affect you. And if it does, that means God is putting you through the Holy Ghost boot camp, so that you'll take no thought in that same hour what you shall speak, but you'll have boldness, you'll have peace, you'll have love, and you'll be able to speak through the Spirit of God. For it is not you that speak, but the Spirit of your Father which speaketh in you. And your Heavenly Father, Jesus is talking about your Heavenly Father. Well, we want to speak the Word of God. We want to live the Word of God. And we want to hold our peace. And there's times when we have to be quiet, and there's times when we have to speak up. And so God is cultivating us in the spiritual realm. Those of you that are truly walking with the Lord, you understand and you hear this message. Hear by hearing, hearing by the Word of God. Let your inner man hear the Word of God when people speak. Let your inner man hear when you hear on TV different reports. Learn to listen and learn to hear what is being said by what spirit is being spoken of. This is Brother Randy. Until next time, we love you and we want to see you grow in grace and meet your destiny as God has destined you to be more and more like Christ. Until the next time we talk to you, may the Lord richly bless you as you walk with Jesus and be obedient to his word. For his word is love, and he loves you. That's why he gives us his word, that we might be more and more like him, and that we might love our brothers and love our neighbors as ourselves, and love our wives and love our husbands as Christ loves the church, and be obedient and honor our pastors and honor the police department and honor government when that government is godly, when that government is walking in godliness. And we know that in this end time, the government is becoming more and more antichrist. So we must speak up in love. He that hath my word, let him speak that word faithfully. Read that in Jeremiah 23, and you'll find that God wants us to speak his word faithfully. Speaking word, his word in boldness. Speak his word in love. Speak his word with knowledge. For it is not you that speaks, but it's the Spirit of God that speaketh in you. It's the Holy Ghost that speaks in you. And so it's not what you say, it's how you say it and by what spirit you are saying it. So always remember that. And this is the truth. This is the word of God. And I know that the Lord has been speaking to you. We love you and we talk to you soon. God bless you until the next time.